Greetings from Corfu, from a Corfu boo. We've been having a great holiday here, so much that I haven't made any booze. Been so relaxing. We are staying in the Aquis Sandy Beach Resort, which is in Linea, which is in southwest Corfu, 1 hour from Corfu town. And our holiday started really well because we arrived about 9 o'clock at night, and they drove us in a golf buggy round to our room so that we wouldn't miss the end of the restaurant service. It's an all-inclusive deal, another one of Mrs. Gordon's amazing, cheap, all-inclusive deals. We've had six of these now, and we've never had a bad one. They've all been different, they've all been unique, but we've never had a bad one. This has been a fantastic holiday. The hotel itself, or the resort, is spread out over three different or four different pools. There's tons of space, loads of things for kids to do, like chutes and flumes and things, as well as space for you to just find a peaceful place to sit or lie by the pool or go swimming or even go onto the beach where you've got a relatively stable tidal flow, because the tide always seems to be in the same place. I went for a swim the other day, it was lovely and warm, and the beach is really, really clean. I've never seen such a clean beach. I think it's unique to the island, Dutch beaches. The all-inclusive food has been amazing, as usual. No really weird things for breakfast like we've had in previous places, but the mystery of all-inclusive pudding actually continues. This is the only consistent theme that we've had in all-inclusive holidays in about six different venues, is that the puddings always have different colours, but they always taste the same. They just taste of cake. They've got, you know, you can pick a yellow one, a blue one, a purple one, an orange one, and in the end, they just taste of cake. I'm sure there's an all-inclusive cookbook. There must be, because this cake is the common theme through them all. I might do some Googling of that when I get back to some decent internet connections. Or I should say, actually, that in this hotel, they give you free Wi-Fi in all the public spaces, and I've just been working on my phone, which is really, really good, because, you know, when you want to pop up your Facebook pages and things, your Facebook pictures, it's really excellent. So, fantastic food. We had loads of space. Entertainment at night included things like a magic show, which was a thrill for the under-fives and hilarious for the adults. The magician himself had an amazing line in capes. I want to have a cape, like even one of his capes, just to wear on Superhero Friday, which is something I just made up. That would be good, wouldn't it? Superhero Friday at work. They also had a thing called the Dream Girls, which is three girls dancing for an hour. And that's a tall order, because everyone's dream girl is slightly different. And last night there was the three tenors, some guys doing a tribute to the three tenors, which was a packed show, sitting there in the open air, looking up at the stars. It's a really magical thing to do in holiday, I think. We haven't ventured forth from the hotel very much. Round about here there's a place called Achilleon, which is a palace built by an Austrian empress, and a place called Mon Repos, another palace built in 1831 or something. But we've really just walked up the road into the village, where there's lots of places to eat, lots of bars. And interestingly, one of the key things, when they've got signs outside these places to eat, they usually have pictures of food, but they also have lists. And usually near the top of that list is something called cheese pie. We noticed that in the first day, and we thought, what's this cheese pie that they're really seeing? Obviously, when you're limited for space and you're wanting to advertise for, you know, get tourists to come in your door, this cheese pie must be something amazing. It turns out our all-inclusive food last night included cheese pie, and it turns out to be quiche. So for some reason, quiche is thought to be a really, really popular thing here and a great way of getting the tourists in the door. Fair enough, I think. So we're just about to head back from 22, 23 centigrade to 12 in Glasgow Prestwick Airport. And we've had a fantastic time. It's been brilliant. Even though it's been early season, it's been really great. And I'd just like to say goodbye. We'll speak to you soon. Bye for now.